Financial Breakfast, where we equip you with relatable and realistic financial advice.
It's 8:53 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. We checked out Odile with So-So. We checked out Khalid and Omani and Rick Ross with Love Lies. And then we had KO and STC with Too Much.
Absolutely. So time for us to get right into Financial Breakfast on this beautiful Monday morning. And it is just that part of the show, man, that we get to listen to Juliana's lessons pertaining to all things finances and also how we can just get it together, man, you know?
That's right.
We've tried it our way. It's not working. And now we decided as Fresh Breakfast to bring on an expert. And let's hear what Juliana Viripi has in store for us today.
Hold that thought. Okay, there you
I know
go.
That she's also recovering from a flu, by the way, partner. Yep.
Well, let's hear it.
Good morning. And today's topic is going to be on passive income. Passive income is a acquired income that requires little to less labor to earn or to maintain. Okay, with that said, now we know that passive income is an income that anyone can acquire to boost your regular income, which is your employment or any other side hustle. And the nice thing about it is that you determine your hours, you determine what job you want, you determine are you going to be an online passive income earner or are you going to be a face-to-face. Here are some examples. It could be an online job, it could be rentals. When I say rentals, you do Airbnb rentals, or you do parking space rentals, or you do storage rentals. All of these are where you are an agent. Dividend on stock, selling photography online, maybe flipping retail products. Probably Rihanna. You sell Fenty, you source Fenty from wherever, and you bring it and you sell it locally. Or you Huda. You can source Huda and come and sell it locally, or any other product that you might know that is not currently available in the country. Great thing about passive income is that you find your niche. You find your job and you make it work for yourself because you look at what you are good at. Look into your skills. What is it that you are really good at? Are you a good tutor? Then go for online courses. You're good in sales, then go for flipping of retail. Are you good with real estate? Do you have a good understanding of real estate? Do you know how to work in Airbnb? Do you know how to source out your Airbnb so that you can be the third party, and so forth and so on? Another way is that you can go into logistics, be an agent, connecting truck drivers or truck owners to potential loads. The list is long. Just find yourself what works for you. Passive income is a great way to boost your income. It can also be considered as a great booster to your side hustle as well. Nice thing is that it does not have an age restriction, and neither does it have a qualification. But it does. It does have qualification. Sorry. On that note, if you love today's topic and you'd love us to have more conversations and I can share some more ideas and maybe help you, direct you, move you into your direction of your passive income goals, then kindly give me a call on 081-644-8286. It is au revoir. Bye.
All right, cool. Thank you so much, Jose Juliana. We appreciate it. Passive income, extremely important, especially in today's times when everything is so expensive.
You know, speaking of which, right, in America right now, they're like, we just need Trump back in office because everything is so expensive, right? And then someone was like, do you not know that we are actually in this position because of Trump? Do you not know how the government actually works? It's so funny. But anyway, we just have to get a little bit of more income here and there to kind of just stay afloat and not be in a space where we're just living salary to salary.
Cool. Stick around. Don't go away. We still have we still need to talk about the streets, and we'll get to that in the next hour.
Financial Breakfast every Monday at 8:50 a.m.
Got goods to go? Fly Namibia Cargo is your first class